This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Speaking of which, confidence, that is, as we have said, I cannot tell you how many times on this program, a good chunk of this economy rides on the waxing and waning confidence of the American consumer. So tomorrow morning's report on said confidence is going to get a thorough going over. The coronavirus hasn't really been a thing in confidence so far. We sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman out from our bureau in Portland, Oregon to do some asking around about that.
At a transit station not far from downtown, I met Lincoln Baron Holmes waiting for his bus. He works as a costumer for TV shows. I asked if he's thinking about the coronavirus.
Honestly, I am not worried about it in like a deep, visceral way.
He says the epidemic's on his mind, but doesn't impact what he does with his time or money.
It doesn't touch my day-to-day life that much. I'm not planning international travel.
So far, U.S. consumers are hearing about global supply chain disruptions and now the stock market. Santa Clara University finance professor Mayor Statman thinks at some point it's likely clusters of COVID-19 cases will show up in major U.S. cities.
The psychological impact of it, if it gets close to us, is likely to be more threatening. You are afraid to come close to people, to go to the movie theater or stadium.
And Baron Holmes was thinking about it at a Blazers basketball game last night.
It crossed my mind while I was there just because I was in a big group of people.
Steve Schrader is starting to worry about his personal economy. He's visiting from Bloomington, Indiana, where he runs a vegan ice cream business.
My biggest product is coconut milk. Unfortunately, a lot of the places where coconut milk comes from, I really hope that we can figure out this and get a vaccine soon, you know, and there's too many deaths and it's scary.
Schrader's already concerned about his ice cream sales this coming summer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.